Thanks, Lisa. So squatting is an extremely powerful action that has been used by people fighting against poverty and the evils of those in power for a very long time. But we've definitely noticed over recent months that there's been an increase, a wave of squats happening across this very country, across this province and across this country. Beginning also last year at the same time as the Pope squat was the Woodward squat in Vancouver, which was extremely well held and successful. And the next two speakers are also from a city that did a strong and powerful squat action there first and held it for a remarkable amount of time. And they're going to tell us about the victory of that action, Shannon and Paul from Peterborough.
Hi there. On June 15, 2003, the Peterborough Coalition Against Poverty organized a rally and marched to an empty, publicly owned building in our city. The open building became a home for six people who previously lived in shelters and the streets. PGAP and the new residents immediately began negotiating with the city housing officials for the city's endorsement of the reoccupation of 1130 Water Street, either by the current squatters, who would accept all responsibilities for repairs, maintenance, and utilities for a five-year term, or return to the general affordable housing pool. Prior to a seven-month vacancy, it served as a unit of affordable housing until the previous tenant moved out due to an allergic reaction to mold in the basement, which, while being tested, is not likely to be toxic. While funding this current study following pressure from PCAP, the city had not intended to plan any repairs for the building. What they had planned to do, however, was to keep it empty for decades while other nearby properties were bought up and then demolished to create an open space along the riverfront, which would likely replace another strip of land which would be torn up to create a new highway through the middle of the city. We're talking about tearing up pieces of affordable housing and turning it into empty space here. Despite a very well-received presentation of City Council on June 23rd, ongoing dialogue with the housing officials along with the Peterborough Community Housing Development Corporation and also PCAP working together with the Peterborough District Labor Council, along with substantial public support, City Council ordered the eviction of 1130 Water Street on the grounds of upholding law and order, the primacy of property rights over human rights. The building is vacant again. A vegetable garden planted by the new residents is neglected, as is a large common room holding mattresses and blankets donated by the community. All of this is empty and silent. No more food is prepared or eaten in the communal kitchen, which we operate ourselves. July 3rd at 6 a.m., the police and a city official read a trespass notice, and half an hour later, two dozen police arrived, including nine SWAT police officers of the Peterborough Police Force. And four people were carried outside while supporters stood on the curb. And however, these four people, however, were freed later the same day without charges. Because of the City Council's eviction, six people were again homeless. So the next day, we moved the squat to the lot of City Hall. We set up tents here to show that we're not going away until 1130 Water Street is reopened as housing. And while we're waiting, people will have a safer place to live than alone on the streets. Three days later, however, police once again moved in, evicting the tent occupants at 6 a.m. before business started, the day of the weekly Monday City Planning Meeting. PCAP entered this meeting and presented it at a City Council meeting a week later on July 14th. By the city's request, we were greeted by nine police officers guarding City Hall who refused to enter anyone carrying a backpack, sign, or mask in response to PCAP's assertive action in the face of the city's continued refusal to discuss the fate of 1130 Water Street. Because PCAP has asked City Hall, how much money is it spent on police to, first of all, evict the PCAP members from 1130 Water Street, and then to keep 1130 Water Street under constant police surveillance weeks afterwards? And then how much is it spent again to guard the City Hall from the PCAP threat, so-called? This money would have been enough money to cover the repairs to the house in the first place, and this whole issue wouldn't have occurred. But the reason, of course, that did not obviously happen was because that would be against private property rights. Private property rights, which are considered more important than human rights under our current system of logic and law. Let's figure out who that system benefits. Who does property rights over human rights benefit? And who does human rights over property rights benefit?
On July 17th, PCAP held a press conference. I'd like to add right there that that was also watched by police presidents undercover, and all doors to City Hall were locked off so that we were not allowed access to the rest of the building. We publicly stated that the Water Street house needs to be made into affordable housing, or that a modular house should be put on its place and rented out for affordable housing. We also put off further action in good faith that we would hear from City Council and negotiations would resume. We've had no word for them. We will not give up on 1130 Water Street, and we will fight till our demands are met on this issue. The city hides behind things like the mold report, a report that has so far not proven the toxicity of the mold. That's not good enough. 180 spores of Aspergillus mold, and only 20 of those types are toxic. We can't let them hide behind that. After giving the city reasonable time to respond to PCAP, PCAP has decided to stage further action. There are too many empty buildings that are going to waste. Fairhaven is another one, for example. It is an overly large building in Peterborough. It's been abandoned now for the last year. On August 9th, the city is having an auction to sell off everything that's still on the property so that they can tear down this building and put up retirement condos in its place. PCAP plans to attend the August 9th auction and protest the tearing down of Fairhaven, a building that could be used for affordable housing. To tear down this building, sell it to a developer, lose $100,000 in the process of it, and then to build retirement condos is a waste. Something needs to be done. PCAP plans to do it. On September 20th, we're having another action to raise the issues and concerns at 1130 Water Street. We're asking anybody that has free time, keep your schedule clear for September 20th. We're going to need help on this, and we're going to show the city that they're not going to win this.
Thanks to PCAP. So